20th Annual National Memorial Day Parade honors sacrifices. Washington, thousands of spectators lined Constitution Avenue in the nation's capital on May 26 for the 20th Annual National Memorial Day Parade, many waving miniature American flags as performers passed by. People from across the country came together to enjoy the country's largest Memorial Day commemoration and to pay tribute to the approximately 1.3 million military service members who made the ultimate sacrifice. Before the action began, musical acts took to the stage to set a patriotic tone, with military ensembles from the U.S. Army and Navy joining the chorus. The parade, which took place under a bright blue sky, surrounded by national monuments and historic institutions, started at 7th Street Northwest and Constitution, at the corner of the National Archives building that houses the country's founding documents. From horse-drawn carriages to tanks, vehicles of every type made their way through the city in a procession that lasted for more than 2 hours. The route ended near the Washington Monument and the White House. The 250th anniversary this year of the start of the American military, including the Army, Navy, and Marines, was one theme of the festivities. Others included the 80th anniversary of the end of World War II, the 75th anniversary of the start of the Korean War, and the 50th anniversary of the Vietnam War's conclusion. Historical actors brought past generations to life, with appearances by George and Martha Washington and Abraham Lincoln, among others. Participants in military attire, from the Revolutionary War period to modern times, marched along with active duty soldiers, whose crisp formations elicited cheers of approval on multiple occasions from those lining the street. Some attendees traveled across the country to see their family members perform, including Valerie Parchment, whose son Elijah Neal is serving in the Coast Guard and was selected for the Presidential Honor Guard. "As a mom, I pray that he will be safe and come home and protect our country, and I'm super proud," she told the Epoch Times. "But I do not want him to give the ultimate sacrifice for some foolish war. We the people choose not to fight unnecessary wars and to keep our troops around the world safe." Her sister said the holiday is a time to reflect on the true costs of freedom and to pay respects to those who fought to protect American liberty. "What people need to remember is that a lot of Americans who came before us died for this country," Olivia Lockwood, of Richmond, Virginia, told the Epoch Times. Gene Simmons, founder of and bassist for the rock band Kiss, rode in a float alongside World War II hero Hal Urban, who helped liberate Simmons's mother from the Mauthausen concentration camp in 1945. Actors Joe Mantegna and Gary Sinise, both longtime advocates for veterans, participated, as did celebrity chef and veteran Robert Irvine, who was spotted interviewing other participants on the sidelines to help raise awareness for his foundation organized to help veterans. The event also coincided with other D.C. area observances, such as a wreath-laying ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery attended by President Donald Trump and the National Memorial Day concert on the West Lawn of the U.S. Capitol the previous evening. Together, these activities created a weekend of reflection and gratitude, with the "taps" bugle call played in the morning and evening to honor the fallen.